This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us in Silicon Valley, California. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be with class again today, this morning.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you heard part of what Rich Shevin was discussing. And that was that our water system could be at risk with biologicals, with snake venom proteins. And that could be the cause of, well, of this pandemic genocide. And that was the breaking news. And I happened to mention that if that's the case, well, here's what we know. We know that doctors' offices, dentists' offices, hospitals have ultraviolet light air purification systems that obliterates airborne pathogens. We know that, right? And I built one for the farm. And it literally, actually I have three of them running. And two of them are on our heating system in the ductwork, and it's fluorescent ultraviolet light source that as the air blows past it, it obliterates the pathogens. It just denatures them.
Yeah, Vince, I have one as well, and we should let class know that that's something you can add to if you. It's very easy if you have a hot air type heating system. It's very easy to, I mean, if you can't do it yourself, I think your HVAC maintenance guy can do it for you, but they're not expensive, and it's fairly easy to install.
So literally, class, what this is, think of it like if you could install a PL13 fluorescent bulb, and that is that Philips Lighting 13-watt fluorescent bulb. It's a short tube, and it's two tubes that make a U-turn, a real tight U-turn, and has one plug with four conductors. And it's not the standard cool white, warm white, or cool white deluxe color. It's ultraviolet. And it uses a quartz tube, but it uses the same ballast, the same plug, the same everything, but it's ultraviolet light. So you don't want to look at it because you can blind yourself by looking at it. And if you could drill a hole in your ductwork about three-quarters of an inch, maybe an inch, I think the tube would fit through there. And that's what I did. And then the ballast, the power supply, if you will, is typically a wart, you know, one of those wall transformers. And so I have two of them. It was actually a two-tube unit that's supposed to be put in one location, and I cut it in half. I cut the plastic mounting bracket in half, and I put it in two locations. I put one on either side of the A coil. A coil is the coil, coil that cools for the air conditioning system inside the ductwork. So I put one on either side so that all the air would be passing these fluorescent or ultraviolet tubes. So, Bert, you're absolutely right. And then I have another one that I made, and it sits in the kitchen. And it sits in an area where It can treat the air, but without anybody being able to see the tube. Anybody meaning the cats, the dogs, and humans. So that's what we've done. Now, the question that I have for you is, do you also have a water treatment ultraviolet system?
I don't, but let me put a couple of warnings there for you, Vince. One is that this is a very high-power ultraviolet light. It's not like the black light you might have had in college to, you know, light up your dorm room at night. It's, you should not look at it with your eyesight under any conditions. The second is, so real quick, true story. So when COVID hit, man, you know, we're 2 years and 1 month ago. So when COVID hit, obviously we were all concerned about, is it airborne? And I went and checked mine, and because you can't necessarily see the bulb, there, in my case, there's a little hole they put so you can tell if it's working or not. I go, man, I haven't checked that in a few years. So I checked mine and found out the bulb had burnt out. So luckily, I think there was no shortage of bulbs at the time. I was able to quickly order a replacement UV bulb and get it in a matter of days. So you do need to check it. Typically the bulb, again, it depends. I keep mine plugged in all winter for my heating system. I don't have air conditioning in my house, so I just, you know, run it in the winter months and I keep it plugged in. It'll keep typically last 3 or 4 years maybe under those conditions. And if you have it in 100% of the time, maybe 2 years, and they will wear out. So even if you can see it, it'll wear out in power. So those caveats, and like I said, absolutely do not look at it with, even with sunglasses, you should not look at it. As far as water, Vince, no, I don't have one, but what do you know about it? Because it sounds like it could be useful in water systems.
Well, I want to build one.
Okay.
In the book, there's a discussion. I'm talking about the book that I'm still working on of this water treatment system. And really, let me explain it. I explained it last hour, but let me explain it again. You can find these on eBay, but it doesn't look like there are many of them in this country. They're overseas, like in Europe. And I think a couple of years ago you used to be able to buy them, but now it's really hard to get. So you're going to be paying like $60, $70 in shipping to get it from Europe. It's a tube, a stainless steel tube, and it has a pipe fitting on each end of this stainless steel tube. And let's say the tube is an inch and a half in diameter. Inside that tube is a smaller diameter quartz glass tube. And the water circulates in one end, goes around the quartz glass tube. It does not go in the quartz glass tube. It goes around it because the quartz glass tube is smaller in diameter than the outside stainless steel housing. And this housing may be 2.5-3 feet long. Inside the quartz tube is a fluorescent light, high-powered ultraviolet light, typically 55 watts or so. And what happens is the water enters one end of the tube, goes around the quartz inner tube. The ultraviolet light passes through the quartz tube into the water, and the water gets, we'll call it disinfected, as it travels through the tube. Now, the only water that gets disinfected is the water that is moving through the tube, or the water that's stuck in the tube, you know, when you're not using the water and the water's not flowing. So that is the inherent design flaw, that only the water that is moving through the tube gets treated. Well, it works. It absolutely works. And a lot of people that have them, they have bacteria in their wells, bacteria in their water. If they have a community water supply or a village water supply that's from a well, if there's farm animals and the well has been, the well casing has been breached, you can get bacteria in there and the water can make you sick. So a lot of people have these, and they had them for those reasons. But now we're talking about, are there pathogens that are deliberately put into the water? I don't know. But it sure seems like the right thing to do to make sure that your water is safe. So I came up with an idea that's, you know, I came up with it while we were broadcasting, you know, during the break. And I was thinking, Bert, everybody has a hot water heater. Now, the hot water might be hot at 130 degrees, might be hot enough to kill these pathogens. I don't know. Maybe they can sustain 130 degrees for a short time. But wouldn't it be a better idea to, instead of having this small tube, have another hot water heater, a second hot water heater that's not used for hot water at all, used for cold water? And in that hot water heater would be a ultraviolet lamp. And all of the water, let's say 40 gallons of the water in the hot water heater, would be exposed. All of it would be exposed to the ultraviolet light.
Yeah, sounds interesting. What you're suggesting is a three-water system for the home, then. You would have your hot water, your drinkable cold water, and then maybe for just washing dishes and taking a shower, your ordinary cold water.
Right. Well, actually, I'm talking about all the water that you would use for domestic purposes would go through this first. We'll call it a cold water tank. Okay?
So you're it's saying even like the dishwasher. Well, dishwasher actually takes hot water, but so you're saying even your sink water to wash dishes in the sink or take a shower, you want that to go through it as well?
Every bit of the water that is for domestic use, yes. And here's why.
Not for the lawn.
Well, I was going to say not for the lawn, but no, that maybe for the lawn too, and I'll tell you why. Because if what has been reported that there is the pathogen in the water, you can, if you drink the water, it seems to me that your stomach acids would denature, obliterate the pathogen. Okay? But if you're out walking and you're watering your lawn and it's aerosolized, now, and you walk by that sprinkler, you can inhale that water vapor, right? Or if you're at the sink just hand washing dishes, there's always droplets of water in the air that are microscopic, that are hard to see, but they're in the air. They're in the air from the aerator at the end of the faucet, you know, the sink faucet. So, and if you take a shower, it's in the air, aerosolized there as well. So if you have a cut, if you're shaving, if you have a wound and you're washing that wound, if you get the pathogen mixed in with your blood and it enters your bloodstream, that's where it really does the most damage. That's the reports. Now, these are my opinions, okay? I'm not speaking science. I'm just speaking as a layperson, just connecting the dots. It sure seems like that would be a problem. And that would be a great delivery system, putting it in the water. Well, so I'm thinking, use the ultraviolet light on all the water, because it doesn't cost any more to disinfect your sprinkler system water, if you had one, watering the lawn, watering the garden, taking a shower. It doesn't cost any more, because that ultraviolet light is going to be on in that water tank. So all I'm saying is, you take a hot water tank and you don't use it for hot water. You don't connect it to electricity to heat the water. You just take that tank, you insert this ultraviolet light into the tank. And I'd have to design that and, you know, build a prototype. You put that into the tank, and the water that comes in from, let's say, the water meter, if you have municipal water, it goes into the tank first. It gets the ultraviolet treatment, comes out of that 40-gallon tank, that hot water heater-sized tank, then goes on to the faucets and the rest of the household system.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, Silicon Valley engineer, patent holder. Bert, did I describe my concept so that it was clear or not?
Well, I think it'll be better when we have something written down in the class books, because it's not, let's say it's not a simple project. But it occurred to me as you were describing it that if it works and it's a way to purify water, that's something the water company should be doing at their central facilities. I know they do other purification of water, including, in most communities, putting in chlorine and fluoride treatments. It sounds like that's something that could probably be more economically done at the water company. So
But downstream from there, there's lots of places for bacteria to thrive, lots of places. And let's say this is the kind of thing where there is some deception. Let's say this is the kind of thing where some plants like people, are put in place to contaminate the water system. So do I trust the municipal water system? Absolutely not. Do I have a municipal water system? Absolutely not. So we have our own, and I'm in charge of it. I'm in charge. Our family's in charge of our own water system. So I'm not going to put my family's health at risk by entrusting people I don't even know. So that's where I'm parked today. I've been parked there for quite some number of decades, and that's why I want to pursue building this
I wonder if ionizing would work as well, because, you know, a lot of people with spas and hot tubs and even pools are using ionizers as a way to reduce or eliminate putting chlorine into the pool. And that's, I know I had a spa once, and there was a little ionizer you put, and that sterilizes the water.
I built one, and I installed. We had a pool in Virginia. Did you ever see our pool in Virginia, Bert, when you came to visit?
No, no.
Okay.
I wasn't allowed in there at the time.
I built an ionizer, and what it did was it was an two electrically charged electrodes of silver and copper alloy, and the water would pass between them. So they were, think of them like charcoal briquette size, and place them about a half an inch apart, and the water would flow around them and between them, and they'd be electrically connected to a pulsing DC source, low voltage, and it would transfer the copper and silver alloy into the water as ions, and it would literally the swimming pool was so clear at the bottom, the 8 foot part of the swimming pool. You could see whether a dime was heads or tails, and that's how clear it was. Now, if you fill that swimming pool with city water right out of the tap or with a garden hose, you would see how dirty and disgusting city water is. But you know, when you just have a glass at a time, it looks pretty clear. But when it's 8 feet deep, you'd never be able to see the dime at the bottom of the pool, let alone whether it's heads or tails. You wouldn't be able to see the dime. And that's the truth, absolutely the truth. So you're right. It works, and it kills biologicals. But I think the easiest and least expensive way to do it is going to be with ultraviolet light. And you mentioned that your bulb will last a couple of years. They last 8,000 hours typically. 8,000 hours, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day is 8,000. So the design life is 1 year constant on. Now, if you have on, off repeatedly, the bulb will wear out faster. If you have it on for, you know, a month or two or three or four or six, it'll last longer than if it's on, off in terms of the number of lighting
hours. And that's how I do it. Like, you know, it's basically 4 months on and 8 months off.
Well, if you've got it on 4 months, it should last 3 years. That'd be 8,000 hours.
Vince, when we come back, something very interesting for the class.
Yeah, we got off tangent today, but important considerations. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The man charged with opening fire in a Brooklyn subway car full of people, Frank James, was jailed without bail Thursday. As prosecutors told a judge, he terrified all of New York City. A plea was not entered at this time. Private equity giant Thoma Bravo owns McAfee and Landesk and is now working on a possible bid for Twitter, setting up what could be a rival to Elon Musk's offer for the embattled social network. Musk's offer of $54.20 a share is a 38% premium and may be the price no stockholder could refuse. It's not clear how much Thoma Bravo might bid or when it might make the offer. Ukraine is taking responsibility for sinking a Russian warship in the Black Sea with two missiles. Russia has acknowledged the Moskva has sunk, but says it was an accidental fire and not an attack that caused the ship to sink in the Black Sea. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A spokesperson for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex has confirmed Harry and Meghan will visit Queen Elizabeth II on their way to The Hague to attend the Invictus Games, which begin tomorrow. Oklahoma State Senator Nathan Dom, the lawmaker behind the state's new abortion bill, said on Newsmax that he is speaking for the unborn children that cannot speak for themselves.
This is a huge win, not just for conservatives, not just for Oklahoma, but for future generations. Because we in Oklahoma are now saying it is a crime. You will be charged with a felony. The abortionist will face prison time if they intentionally take that innocent life. And this is something that government has a responsibility to do. We have a responsibility to stand up and protect the lives of the unborn. So I think this is a huge victory for us. Yes, we're going to have to continue to see the courts deal with these different things, and in many ways, I believe, overstep their authority. But that doesn't mean that we as the legislature shouldn't be pushing back and actually trying to protect those lives by any means necessary. So I am very thrilled to have Governor Stitt sign my bill, Senate Bill 612. He's been the most pro-life governor we've ever had. I'm sure Governor DeSantis will be fighting whatever they do in Florida, whatever the courts decide there. But it's time that these Republican legislatures lead and push back against this leftist liberal nonsense that is essentially child sacrifice with the murdering of those innocent children in the womb.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. Bert, you've got some more information. Please continue.
Yeah, so Vince and class, we've talked for, probably as long as we've been doing these Friday science and technology classes about what's known as coronal mass ejection and warning that the effects could be severe. And it's not if, but when a strong solar storm will hit the Earth. And we talked about past storms, including the storm in 1859 known as the Carrington event, What now many scientists are saying was an even more intense storm in May of 1921, and then subsequent smaller storms that occurred, including 1989 in Quebec and a few others. So to make a long story short, or get to the point, we had one that hit the Earth yesterday. So it happened, and USA Prepares observed it, and we tracked it. It took about 3 days for it to leave the sun and hit the Earth, and it arrived in the northern hemisphere of North America yesterday during the day. Yesterday afternoon, it hit the Earth, and there were aurora borealis being seen in the daytime in Montana, Wyoming, the northern part of the United States, obviously all throughout Canada. Now, what's interesting about these storms is more often than not, we're going to have one that affects us. And when I say us, I mean people listening to us attending this class or in the United States. So it more often than not occurs in the summer months, or at least, you know, plus or minus from June 21st. And if you think about why that is, the Earth is tilted toward the sun more, so anything that emanates from the sun is more likely than not going to be a more direct hit, or you can think of the angle of the attack more direct during the summer months, or those months plus or minus from June. And so we're only 2 months away from that, and again, most of these storms that do affect us in the northern hemisphere, North America, do occur then. So we had one. We tracked it. It did affect radio communications. Vince, I think you had an interesting observation. Can you tell the class about that?
Yeah. So we have a solar array, as you know, class, and it's constant. It's fixed. It does not track the sun. So it's a fixed array. And yesterday, I was outside, I was working on the farm, and I noticed that the solar rays were like those that I experienced in the 1960s. They felt the same. And I was on the phone with Bert, and the sky was overcast. The sky was overcast. There were no clouds, but it was overcast. And we generated record amount of electricity yesterday for this time of the year. So the warmth, I could feel the difference. The sky was overcast. The solar array said we generated 49.9 kilowatts. For this time of the year, unheard of. That's a record. So that's when I was saying on the phone to Bert when we were talking about it, as this was occurring yesterday afternoon. Is that what you're talking about, Bert?
Yes, and so the interesting thing is, although it may be that we can feel it and we can certainly measure it, we don't, so just to make clear what the issues are here, we don't think at this point that there's any serious biological effects from the coronal mass ejection. But the problem is it affects. And if you think about that, that might be because human beings and life on the planet have grown up here for thousands, you know, millions of years, and these have occurred for thousands and millions of years. So probably life has learned to adapt to it. But what hasn't learned to adapt to it is modern electronics and even electricity and the power plants. So the real problem with these geomagnetic storms is not, at least at this point, we don't think, any biological effects. We think it's the effect, well, we know it's the effect on electricity, the electric plant, and modern electronics. And we've cited the amazing history of what happened in 1859 when the state-of-the-art of electronics at that point, we didn't even call it electronics, was telegraph. Telegraph operators were literally electrocuted while they were sending signals. Nobody seriously injured, but there were fires that occurred. There were actual railway ties that were burnt up because it turned out that the rail lines were attracting the energy. And that's interesting because the one that occurred in Quebec and I believe it was 1989, was attracted to Quebec because of the conductivity in the ground. Now, a lot of scientists now think the 1921 storm that hit North America was even stronger than 1859. There's some scientists that are now coming to that conclusion. And it literally sent a telephone relay station on fire in New York City. It burnt up a cable that we had going from New York to Europe, a telephone cable, and of course telegraph was still around then, and it upset that, but it did affect the telephone system. Now, we're due for, you know, it's not so much that, you know, there's a calendar and so many days you get one, it's random, but in that said, we're due for a big one, and a lot of scientists, in fact, most scientists that have studied this have said we're not prepared for the damage it could do to the electrical system. But again, doesn't seem to be any effect on biological organisms to human life. In fact, interesting side note, Vince, is when a coronal mass ejection comes to the Earth, it actually pushes away cosmic rays. And cosmic rays are harmful to human life and biological life, and it displaces them and pushes them away and sort of takes over the energy surrounding our planet for a day or two. So just interesting, and we're tracking what's going on because we're in the increasing part of a solar cycle, and a lot of people that are observing the sun, and we just sent a new satellite probe to the sun to measure these things. We think this could be a very intense solar cycle, which will peak out in about 2.5 or 3 years from now. So very interesting. We just survived one yesterday that hit the planet.
Bert, let me proffer this thought. Let's see what you think. So we have, you've mentioned G, and we didn't call it, you know, 1G, but it was, you know, 1G and then 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G. And as we've gone up in number of Gs, meaning 5G over 4G, over 3G, etc., as the number in front of the G increases, the wavelength gets shorter. The shorter the wavelength, the higher the frequency. The higher the frequency, the closer that frequency is to the visible light spectrum. Is that not right?
Generally speaking, what you said is correct, but each G has different things that occurred. So, but it is true, the most recent G, going to 5G, was really a matter of adding new frequencies that are higher frequencies and also more prolific because we're going to have micro base stations everywhere. Interestingly enough, what you said, 6G, which is being worked on now, I've attended some of the meetings, that is going to go even higher into the beyond microwave and millimeter wave into sort of that unknown area between visible light and millimeter wave, and we're going to, at least we're exploring using those frequencies. And the reason, Vince, we go higher and higher in frequency is the frequency spectrum is basically logarithmic. And what I mean by that is if you take a slice of spectrum at, let's say, 100 gigahertz versus a slice of spectrum at 100 megahertz, that same slice of spectrum, let's say a 1% slice, is going to have a lot more bandwidth in the gigahertz region than it will in the megahertz region. That's just the way nature created the radio waves and electromagnetic energy. So we go higher because we can get more bandwidth. Is it more dangerous? We don't know. There's a lot of debate on what are the most dangerous frequencies. Some people say it's around 100 megahertz because that's sort of the resonant frequency of a human body. A lot of people say it's 2.4 gigahertz, your microwave oven frequency, because that's where water is affected. That's where water boils more easily. So, but yes, Spence, you're correct. We are moving higher in frequency.
The reason I said that was the higher in frequency we go, the closer to the visible light spectrum, and the sun emits visible light spectrum radiation. And I'm thinking that the higher in G's we go, like the 5G rollout that's underway right now all across the world, especially in the United States, we're dumping 3G for 5G. Well, that being the case, aren't we more susceptible to what happened in 1859 and 1921 and 1989? Aren't we more susceptible to damage? Because as with 1G, 2G, those radios, those transceivers were more powerful. And you could have a 7-watt bag phone, right? And now the radiated power from the phone is less because you're going to be closer to the tower. But the towers can be overwhelmed. The towers won't be towers so much. They'll be transceivers on light poles, you know, every 170 feet. So can't these new devices be more overwhelmed by less energy, less cosmic energy? What I'm saying is a less powerful CME, less powerful than 1859 or 1921 or 1989, couldn't that do more damage to the 5G infrastructure than it did to the 1G or 2G infrastructure?
Well, the answer, Vince, is we don't know, and I guess, you know, to be determined. But remember, the CME is not a big radio transmitter in itself. It's more like an energy field. And we do know that it affected very primitive things such as telegraph and just stupid railway rails. I mean, the actual rails were picking up the energy, getting warm and melting and setting on fire ties between them. At least that's the testimony of people that were there in 1859. And for sure, we know telegraph operators were electrocuted, especially if they had their fingers on the key. And some people disconnected the batteries from their telegraph sets, and they were still going off because there was so much energy. It was self-powered. So giving you a long answer, Vince, but we don't know. We really don't know, but it's a different effect. It's not like it's a huge radio or TV transmitter. It's an energy field.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. It's a huge energy field, and it seems to me just based on common logic that our infrastructure is more susceptible to being taken out by this massive energy field the higher in frequency we go, because the transmitters are less and less powerful.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chris, I just want to mention that I've been working on getting our website migrated for well over a month now. And it's just one hurdle after another. And yesterday I got news that from the hosting company that it was migrated. I went to test it, and there's some broken files. And I can't edit the website. I just can't edit it. So I'm going to be working with their senior tech support this afternoon. And the plan is to fix the broken website. And then I'll be able to post pictures of the kinds of things that are in the book, the things that we're talking about, and you'll be able to see with your own eyes what we're talking about, and it'll be the links to go where you want to visit. And but I can't do it right now. And then once I get that done, I'll be working on the other website, which is the school, which I think is a lot of fun. Bert, do you have any comments about what we've been talking about privately on the about the school? You can share them on the air.
No, I think it's a great idea, and it's almost one and the same with what we do and class all week long, and it's just an extension of that. And a lot of times people hear things that they want to indulge in, something to build on their house, something to do in food preparation, something to do with, taking care of your family. So it's a way to take it to the next level and do it. And, you know, whether that's build it or grow it or fix it. So I think it's great. Vince, real quick, we had a couple of call-in and write-in questions. Wanted to try and answer some quickly as best I could. So one of them was someone asking about what happens when you, well, it was sort of a two-part question. When you take the SIM card out of the cell phone and when the cell phone moves from 3G to 5G, and it was sort of the same thing going on, but the short answer, and it was regarding BlackBerry, so I'm not an expert in BlackBerry at all, but I do know that most phones will still operate without a SIM card because they'll operate on Wi-Fi mode. So you can, if it's an iPhone, you could have, use the Apple service. And there's other services that you can use. works, and you can use it for Wi-Fi and other things. And what I haven't tried is what happens if you call on an Apple call. Will both phones ring? I haven't tried that to see what happens there. So when I do, I'll report on that. So that was a question someone had, because we talk a lot about 3G getting turned off as people take those frequencies over for 5G. And, of course, the bigger issue is what it meant to things like your automobile, your home security system, your business security system, all kinds of devices and modules. People don't realize how often cellular modules were installed into devices to be used, not continuously, just for when they needed to connect to the Internet for whatever reason. And if it was 3G technology, those modules are not going to operate anymore. So, you know, that's a big issue. People didn't plan for it. And it's something that's affecting a lot of people, a lot of devices, a lot of things that use the cellular network.
Okay. My security system does not depend on the cell system.
Yeah.
It depends.
You just need dog food.
Right. Bert, did you have any other questions that came in that you wanted to address?
A couple other things came in. I need to do some more research on it, so let's save those for next week. But I did want to mention that something else we're tracking, just for interest, and I don't think it's as critical as CMEs, but we are following, if nothing else, because it's interesting, and we know it has been big events in the past, and that's meteors and objects that could collide with the Earth. And there's actually a whole department of affiliated with NASA. It's not actually part of NASA. It's part of the government, though, that tracks what's known as near-Earth asteroids, or also known as potentially hazardous asteroids, PHAs. And we track these every day. And we know it's important because a big one hit down in Cancun in the Gulf of Mexico. Probably wasn't as big a Gulf of Mexico back then. And we think, I mean, we don't know for sure, right, because we weren't around then, but we think it's what wiped out the dinosaurs and changed life on the planet. So something to follow. We track these objects, and some of them come very close to the Earth.
Father Guido Sarducci said that the dinosaurs were picked up by alien technology. They were rounded up. It took quite a while because the dinosaurs moved so slowly, but they decided to leave a male and female so they could continue on Earth. And then the asteroid hit.
How's Guido doing?
I don't know. I'd love to have him on the air, but I'll see if I can round him up. Bert, thanks so much.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.